This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Couple of facts as we get going, and then some analysis of the stakes of the great is inflation transitory or not debate of 2021. As of the most recent reading, headline inflation at the consumer level in this economy is running at 5.4%. That is fact number one. Fact number two is that both Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell and his predecessor and current Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen have been A, firm, and B, vocal in insisting that while, yes, inflation is real and might last another year or so, it will eventually reveal itself to be, say it with me now, I know you can, come on, transitory. But again, what if they're wrong?
If the Fed is wrong, it will be late. And if it is late, it's going to have to slam on the brakes. And if it has to slam on the brakes, history suggests we end up in a recession and we may end up with financial instability.
That was Mohammed El-Erian. He's the chief economic advisor at Allianz. He was on this program about 4 or so months ago, which is where that tape is from. And look, this is a real debate with real consequences. So we asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishour to explain what is at stake.
Yep, we are still talking about inflation, and that is because there is still a lot of anxiety out there over whether it is temporary or not. Alan Detmeister is an economist with UBS. He, like the Fed, is very much team temporary, but, you know, what if they're wrong?
If the monthly numbers are still coming in very strong, say, through the middle of next year and into the fall, what then you start to look at is, okay, is it time to start raising rates at that point?
Raising interest rates to intentionally slow the economy down. The Fed would do that because that is how, historically, you fight inflation. And historically, it has not been pretty.
In an extreme case, it could be a repeat of what we saw in the early 80s, where it throws the economy into a recession.
But it probably won't come to that, says Marvin Lowe, a senior strategist with State Street Global Markets. There are still a lot of reasons to think inflation will come back down next year.
What we're dealing with now is higher prices, no doubt, but they're coming from things that are not necessarily structural in nature.
Not structural as in not permanent. Supply chain problems, energy spikes, these are things that should get worked out. One thing some people worry about is whether inflation is getting baked in to wage growth and expectations, but so far it's not, says Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
Wage growth has improved, particularly among low-wage workers, but productivity growth has also picked up, you know, lockstep. So the actual cost to businesses, it really hasn't changed. So they're not under pressure to raise prices more aggressively.
At least for now. We won't know the answer to this inflation problem till 2022, so I guess we're going to keep talking about it till then. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
We are indeed going to keep talking about it.